Mohammed Basiri and his family have been importing electronic goods for decades. He's a trader in Port Sudan. But in the past few years, business has been slow.
There was COVID-19, which led to businesses decreasing by 50%. Then there are difficulties in the handling of the goods we import at the port and delays at the port in clearing goods. And whenever there is a political or economic crisis in the country, our import businesses are affected.
Port Sudan, along the Red Sea coast, is the largest of Sudan's two commercial ports and employs thousands of people. It's also been caught up in the state's politics. Last year, political differences between the government and the Bija tribe, one of the largest in eastern Sudan, led to a protest that shut down the port.
The port was closed for 48 days, which was a long time, and shipping companies started looking for other options. After the port closure, companies were afraid of dealing with Port Sudan.
The location of Sudan's ports, connecting the Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea, has made it an important transit point regionally and internationally.
The United Arab Emirates has signed a cooperation agreement with Sudan that includes improving its ports, and Russia wants to build a naval base here and has shown its support to Sudan's military to get that.
That's raised U.S. concerns. Washington says it backs civilian leadership in Sudan's transition to democracy. Port authorities say they hope the sector is kept away from national and international politics.
Seaports are tied to international trade and should be a red line and not tied to politics. It's a means of livelihood for the people. What we want is to be able to deal with all the people of Sudan and international bodies in the interest of the people, so we should be excluded from politics.
Ensuring Sudan's ports operate at full capacity will require a stable central government. Many workers here will wait to see what impact that will have on their income. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Port Sudan.